Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys last week.
We missed you. We talked about you behind your back. Did you listen?
Good. There's so much to say. I mean, there's good, there's bad, there's ugly, there's a lot. No, I'm back home, and yeah, I know it's weird because like we're a happy podcast and we're just here to like make people laugh, but people don't talk enough about when you go home, it's the feelings you have. and the feelings you leave with. And so that's where I was for an entire week.
Yeah, it's tricky. I have a really pleasant experience with my family, but nevertheless, when I go back home, I revert into that box, that role that I was assigned to play. And you play it for the first, 16, 17, 18, maybe 19, 20 years of your life. And then you leave and you spread your wings. But then whenever I go back, I'm back to being that little boy.
You're like, I don't have to play this game anymore. I don't play it with my friends. This is who I am. I'm going to be this person. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Families can be really hard, but we're lucky enough that we've made our own little family here on the Naughty But Nice show. Naughties, you are so kind to us. Thank you for that. Let's jump into the show and see if we can cheer up our Donny. What time is it? My friends, it is tea time. So I got a few notes about yesterday's show, particularly from my friend Robbie, who listens. Hello, Robbie. Hello, hello, hello. She said it sounded like I was whispering because I didn't want to wake up Bruce. Actually, you are onto something. You naughties know me very well. I was whispering a little bit, but it had nothing to do with me being a considerate husband. I had a sore throat. We were out late on Monday night, and I was talking, and by 1 o'clock, I'd practically lost my voice, and so that's probably why yesterday's show might have been a little bit more soft, but don't worry, it's back today. Okay, big story at the top of the show, Meghan Markle and Harry, their allies, are mocking Kate Middleton's Photoshop mishap. This is not helping. So in the midst of Kate's Photoshop debacle, sources close to Meghan and Harry have weighed in, asserting that this misstep would never have happened to Meghan or Harry, not on their watch. So according to insiders, the exiled British royals believe that they would face severe backlash if they had done this. So we're all being very supportive of Kate, almost sympathetic. Now, Harry and Meghan's friends are saying, had Harry and Meghan photoshopped a picture, the response would have been different. So they're comparing what they think the response would have been to them to what the response has been to Meghan. They also added that despite her apology for any confusion caused, sources say that Harry and Meghan would never have made this mistake, saying Meghan is quite meticulous. She notices every single detail. This isn't a mistake Meghan would have made. A couple of questions here. One, should these friends shut up? And yes. Two, are they right? Meghan might not have made this mistake. What do you think?
Well, okay. You know, I'm all the time usually in Team Meghan. I'm not Team Meghan here. Because the thing is, I don't think Kate's got off easy here.
That's true.
There are a lot of people like making fun of her. If you go on Twitter, or X is what it's called now, you know, formerly known as Twitter, everybody is making fun of Kate Middleton. And they're making fun of the Photoshop fail. But if you think about it, Kim Kardashian's done it. Remember Khloe Kardashian did it recently with the hands in the car. That's the thing. It's like, I get it. Yes, people Photoshop photos all the time. But not everybody is the future queen of England and has been missing for weeks. I think that is where this all stems from. If she wouldn't have been missing for weeks and she would have just did a Photoshop fail, people would have been like, oh, ha, 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 Photoshop fail.
Yeah, it's the added experience, isn't it? One little knock, two knocks, three knocks, four knocks, and they start to add up. And I think that's what's going on here with Kate. We've not seen her since Christmas Day. And so now add to this photo, and now we're suspicious. Is she trying to mislead us? What is really going on? Why the dickens have we not seen Kate? But going back to Harry and Meghan here, I've done this. I've been the friend who has laughed or made fun of a common enemy, somebody that we don't like, thinking I'm helping Donny. If something happened to somebody that you didn't like, I'd be like, it wouldn't happen to Donny. Yes. But that actually doesn't help. It brings Harry and Meghan into a story that they have no business being in. Do I think Harry and Meghan are sitting in California paying attention to this? Yes, I do. I think they're Googling
Meghan's
it. I think
laughing.
They're
online. She's sipping tea and laughing.
They're sitting. Yes, but their friends shouldn't tell us.
Yes.
If they're real friends, zip it. Don't bring Meghan and Harry into this. What do you think, though, about the idea that this wouldn't have happened to Meghan, that she's much more hands-on, that she's more meticulous? What do you think about that?
I mean, we say that, but then again, I go back to what I said before. It's happened to Kim Kardashian.
Did.
One of the most crafted, handmade celebrities in the world. Somebody who has a team of, I would almost argue that the Kardashians have a team bigger than Kate Middleton's team or bigger than Meghan Markle's team. Mm. And they've made these fails. So I think it's like Meghan says this, but also Meghan, you've done a lot of dumb things. Remember you went to that restaurant called the Duchess or whatever, right after you wanted to not be called the Duchess. Mm. This is the thing. Meghan makes mistakes too. And this, it just, it's all coming across a little petty.
Isn't it just? No, you're right. And part of me wants to be like, oh, let's leave Kate alone. Let Kate recover. Let's leave her in peace. I hate that this forced mistake is making us talk about it. Because we were talking about Kate, although it started to die down a little bit after we saw the picture of her with her mom, Carol. But now this Photoshop, oh my goodness, that's why we're all talking about. Let's leave Kate alone, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Meghan and Harry's friends are mocking Kate Middleton's Photoshop disaster. They're saying that this mistake would never have happened to Meghan. Do you agree? Do you think Meghan would have made a mistake like this? It could happen to anybody, couldn't it? What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie, what are you working on?
But I will say, I'm excited to listen tomorrow, and I want to hear what the results are of this poll. That poll actually excites me because I think more people will agree with me, but that's okay. Anyways, Matthew Perry. His will has come out, and he's revealed the executors and surprising trust name. So, you know, Matthew Perry passed away. The friends, according to documents, he appointed Lisa Ferguson and Robin Ruzan as co-executors of his $1 million estate within the Alvy Singer Living Trust, a nod to Woody Allen's character from Annie Hall.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah,
So the beneficiaries, which he made it in 2009, his father, his mother, his half-siblings, and his ex-girlfriend. I say funny, because it is a little funny, but it's also weird. He specified, although he doesn't have any kids, that if he did have any kids, none of his kids would benefit from his estate. Oh. So, Rob, this is where I need a little clarification on this. He has a $1 million estate. Mm. All that friends money, is that saying that's all he had was $1 million left?
No, he has $1 million in certain assets. His estate is worth tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions. No, he did not die with $1 million here. I think that this $1 million is how much money he had in the bank or how much cash he had on hand. No, there are tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars here, which is why it's really important for him to have executors. Now, an executor just puts whatever you want in your will into place. So an executor doesn't really have as much power as you think. Your will is the ultimate document here, and that's what he has. So he has a will. He's been quite clear about where he wants his money to go. His family are the people he trusts the most. So that's why his mother, his father, his half-siblings, his ex-girlfriend too, are in charge of this and also benefactors of it. So they will be getting a lot of money. I'm told to a massive amount of his money is going to charity. He's going to give a lot of it to a foundation that he's going to start up. You're right. It's a little bit confusing here. You're going to see reports of this $1 million in the press. No, that is a red herring. Yes. There is hundreds of millions of dollars here. Friends alone earned every cast member between $20 and $30 million a year. And it's been on for many, many years. It's been off for a lot of years too, but it's always on TV playing. So that's why they are worth so much money. But it is interesting too what he says about children. He doesn't have any children, but he did say in the will, in the will, that any potential children that he might have would inherit nothing, although he did have no offsprings, although maybe there might be a baby out there that we don't know about. Matthew was a red-blooded chap. He enjoyed the ladies. So potentially, Donnie, there could be a kid. But if you are Matthew Perry's son or daughter, bad luck, because here you're getting nothing from the estate. Nothing. Imagine putting that in your will. I mean, it's very clear he does not want any children getting any money.
I think about this, though, like, in a very personal question, but do you have a will? I do not. I have not. And I probably should.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. Can I be the executor of your will?
Please. I mean, I have not much to offer, but I do have something.
Darling, and you have a regular slot every Wednesday on the Naughty But Nice podcast. Now, that alone, you should leave to somebody.
Trust.
$1 million trust. Okay, this story is quite serious. So Raquel Lewis is really rebuking Lisa Vanderpump for victim shaming in the revenge porn lawsuit. So Raquel, who's now Rachel, it gets confusing. So Raquel, Rachel is firing back at Lisa Vanderpump, accusing her former boss of victim shaming amid her revenge porn lawsuit against Tom and Adriana. So she is saying that the former boss is dismissing her legal action as, quote, ridiculous. That's what Lisa said. It's ridiculous. But she's saying, hang on a minute, Lisa. Did you even read the brief? I doubt you did, because she's saying these comments would not have been made. And then Rachel Raquel is clarifying that the lawsuit resolves around a FaceTime video that was recorded without her knowledge or her consent and allegedly shared amongst the cast members. And she said this video should never have been filmed. It shouldn't have been shared. I think she's implying here that it's pornographic in nature. Yep. Don't record people without their permission. And if you're stupid, mean enough to do that, don't share it. I think Rachel Raquel is right here. And Lisa, be careful what you say here, because calling it ridiculous and not knowing all the facts is only going to make Lisa look terrible when all the details do come out.
Yeah, the thing is, so I think people out there need to know this. This is, even if you film something on your phone, you send it to somebody, you're a consenting adult, they are a consenting adult. If that person turns around and post it online, if that person turns around and shows it to other people, they are liable. So that's where the revenge porn lawsuit comes into effect, because, you know, it's just gross. It's a gross thing to do.
It's gross.
Because I don't shame people. Send photos, you know, be proud of your body. But if you receive something, don't go around showing everybody. It's not cool, and it's illegal.
It's illegal.
I want people to know that.
Yeah, it's illegal. And that's what Rachel Raquel here is really got on her side. There's laws against this. This isn't a Bravo law. Andy Cohen can't decide which way to go on this equation, right or wrong. He can't do a poll and watch what happens live and make the decision. There's a law here. There's many, many laws here. And it sounds as if Rachel Raquel, if what she's saying is true, people are in really a serious trouble here.
Millions of dollars will be...
Yeah, absolutely. And Lisa, you put yourself at risk here. You said something dumb. Don't say anything until you know all the facts. Okay, we were all talking on this show, certainly, maybe everywhere else too, about John Cena being naked at the Oscars. Now Jimmy Kimmel is revealing that ABC were not quite as supportive
of all, John
of this
Cena,
as you
delicious.
Might think.
Delicious. So Jimmy Kimmel, he came out and he says that the ABC execs were actually a little nervous about the whole John Cena skit. He goes, they were terrified over the unconventional idea. And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, there's nothing really unconventional about that, because if you've seen it, came out now that he was actually wearing like a mankini.
Or he was covered.
Whatever underneath. He was covered. He wasn't fully naked. But he goes, there were extensive meetings, emails, phone calls, anxiety among ABC executives. But this is the thing, I think, that people don't realize we're in the business. And they think that's funny and that the executives would just been like, ha ha, that's funny. No, I can imagine there was month-long meetings about
yes.
this one, 3-minute skit?
Yeah. Oh, there was meetings, days of meetings, weeks of meetings about this. And remember too, in life, you very rarely get told thank you for taking a risk.
Yes.
But if something goes wrong, you always get blamed.
Always.
And so if you're not going to get praised, but you're going to get blamed, it's easy to be risk adverse. And that's why so many TV shows, podcasts, things you watch, movies, are a little bit dull, because it's easier to be safe. Now, I think there's a balance here. You want to be alive and fun and have some joy, but at the same time, you don't want to be reckless. And I think that's what Jimmy did here. It's a wild idea to have somebody walk out naked at the Oscars.
Wild.
That's a wild idea. However, then they had precautions. Cover him up. If something does drop, if he does drop the envelope, he is covered. Make sure we cut straight to commercial break. And so I think that they really planned this out here and ultimately paid off, because it was the highest rated Oscars in many, many years. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Ron Shooter, with my dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls. Yesterday, we talked about how we spotted Kate leaving Windsor Castle with Prince William after her Photoshop fail. Our question was, should we see more Kate? Can they just put this to rest? If we see more Kate, let's have a look. Oh, 75% said yes, we should see more Kate. I think I'm with you. Maybe not photo shoots, maybe not on the balcony of the palace, but they could drive around London, sit in the back of the car, do some waves. At this point, the rumours are so loud and they have not helped themselves. This Photoshop has just made it even worse. I think now they've got to the point where somebody, a PR person, has to walk in and say, Kate, we either tell everybody the truth, or you get out there and you wave, or maybe a combination of both.
Anything. Do an Instagram live. I mean, there's not a lot of Instagram, but something like that. Just put a selfie out there with the kids, of you and the kids hanging out. Just put the rumors to rest. By doing nothing, you're making it bigger.
Yeah, worse. Much worse. Absolutely. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, you know, we're still talking about the Kate Middleton photo fail. But Whoopi Goldberg, who I'm obsessed with. I love Whoopi. She's usually the voice of reason on The View. And she came out defending Kate. And she was like, look, everyone does it. Yes, everyone does it. These interviews I do with, you know, Selena Gomez or, you know, Olivia Rodrigo, whatever, I'm wearing concealer. But then guess what we're doing? We're editing the video to make us look a little softer, a little more alive. Everyone does it. But I do laugh because me and Whoopi have in common. She goes, she may be the future queen, but she's still an amateur photographer.
Good for you. I love Whoopi. I love Whoopi. Our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Al Pacino is saying that the remarks about him presenting Best Picture at the Oscars were offensive and hurtful. So Al Pacino is addressing the controversy. He presented Best Picture at the Oscars, and he clarified that it wasn't his intention to omit the other nominees, but rather a decision that was made by producers, not him, to just announce the winners. If you remember, he came out and he didn't announce all 10 movies. He just opened the envelope and announced Oppenheimer. And people are saying that he messed up. He was confused. Some people were saying it was his age. He went on to say that this is really hurtful and it's offensive. And he said, and it's wrong. They decided, the producers, that rather than have him list all 10, which they had been doing throughout the evening, they didn't need to repeat themselves. He was just going to come out and announce the winner. Producers have backed him up on this too and said it was their mistake. It was their fault here. So it had nothing to do with Al Pacino. What do you think?
The show was probably running a little long. And that's right. What happens on the fly. It's a live show.
Yes.
You got to do it.
Yes.
Cut it out.
Yes. Nothing to do with him. We're the naughtiest of the day. And let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. There's new research out that shows a direct connection between the joy, the happiness that you allow in your life, and your ability to move on from trauma. If you want to get past the trauma in your life, we might have big traumas in our lives, we might have micro traumas in our lives, but we all have trauma. If you want to move on from it, the best way to move on is to allow joy, to allow happiness into your life. I never say I want to be happy, I always say I want to be happier. I just want to be 5, 6, 7, 2% happier. And you know how you get there? By letting joy into your life. Some days there is happiness, there is joy all around me, Donnie, and I don't let it in. And I've decided that is not how I'm going to live anymore. When I see a cute doggy walk down the street, I'm going to let that joy into my life. When I see a beautiful bunch of flowers growing in the garden, on the street, on the sidewalk, we live in New York City, I'm going to stop and smell the roses. Donnie, do you let joy into your life?
I really do. I think, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm very snarky and very like, you know, say a bunch of like snarky things. But in life in general, I don't surround myself with drama. No drama in my life. I keep everything positive and happy. And if you're bringing drama into me, you're not going to be a part of my life.
Absolutely. I think we all have the DNA inside us to enjoy life. We have that joy DNA. So my question is, at what point did you stop playing? At what point, how old are you when you stopped having fun? Children have fun. if you put a bunch of kids together in a room with a cardboard box, they figure out a way to have fun. Let's all go back to doing that. Then the world will not fall apart, my friends, if you stop and let in the joy. Let it in. It's all around you. Just let it in. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They do help. They really do. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.